You're listening to the Liberty Grace Church Sermon Podcast. For more information, visit libertygrace.ca.
It's very difficult to read a passage like that about the death of Jesus. They questioned him. They acquitted him. They realized he had done nothing wrong. But because of the pressure from the religious leaders and from the crowds, they sentenced him to death. And the trial of Jesus was a travesty. It was one of the most unjust trials to have ever taken place in history. But you know, that's not even the hardest part. It's very difficult to read about the details of the crucifixion. And one of those details is the mocking that Jesus endured. And so we read in the passage that was just read to us, they crucified him between two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And then this is a part that gets me. Those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." Taking the words that Jesus had spoken that were true words and turning them into a mockery. And so also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe." And those who were crucified with him also reviled him. You know, everybody mocks him. The Jerusalem public, the people who were passing by, the religious leaders, the chief priests and the scribes, even the crucified outlaws, like this group of people that would have nothing to do with each other, and yet they all agree that Jesus deserves mockery. You know, it's bad enough that they condemned and killed an innocent man. The horrible part is that they mocked him too. And just for a few minutes, I want to think about what this means for us. Two things. The first thing is it reveals our hearts. I was talking to somebody this past week who said, "How could God judge people? Why is God judging people? Why is he so judgmental? Why can't he just let things go?" And the assumption behind that question is actually that our sin isn't that serious, and maybe God is overreacting to our sin. But this passage actually gives us a look in the mirror. If you look at this passage, everybody turns against Jesus. His followers, the general public, the religious people, even outlaws, everybody. And what Mark shows us in this passage is really the ugly nature of sin. Everyone is guilty, not just of a little sin. All of us are guilty of mocking Jesus, of scorning the one who created us. The natural human condition is to mock God and reject the very author of life. Char and I have contacts, work acquaintances of hers, and they often say, you know, the reality about us is that we're not broken, or you don't need fixing. You're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. And Mark comes along and says, actually, broken is an understatement. We are rebels. We're not just broken. We are at heart people who have a tendency to mock God himself. And today, that's the reality of all of us. And I hate in this passage that, you know, I'd like to think it was just the criminals, but it wasn't. I'd like to think it was just the religious leaders, but it wasn't. It was even the passersby. It's all of us. The mocking of Jesus gives us a look in the mirror, and what we see isn't pretty. But I want to look at something else that the mocking of Jesus reveals to us. The mocking of Jesus reveals not just the condition, the natural condition of our hearts, but it also reveals Jesus' heart for us. That was the creator of the universe on the cross. They were taunting him to show his power. They were taunting the strongest, the mightiest person, God himself, on the cross. And they were saying, "Why don't you show your power?" And here's the reality: he could have. He could have, in a moment, just said, "Enough." And he could have come off the cross. He could have judged everybody. He could have brought an end to what was being done for him. What did Jesus actually do? He stayed on the cross. is Hebrews 12 says, he endured the cross and despised the shame. He was shamed so that he could remove our shame and guilt. He was there to save the very people who were mocking him. As somebody said, it wasn't the nails that kept Jesus there. It was love. Friends, look at how they mocked Jesus. The one who created the universe, the one who rules all things, the one who announced the good news of the kingdom, the one who preached the gospel, the one who expelled demons, who fed the multitudes, healed the sick, and raised the dead, was mocked for you and for me. But God did not reject him, and he stayed on the cross bearing our sins and experiencing and absorbing the hatred and evil of humanity, refused to lash back, and instead offered us who deserve judgment his forgiveness. Friends, what a picture of God's grace, grace that he extends to you and to me. By refusing to save himself, Jesus is saving others, giving himself as a ransom for sins. What mercy, what a savior.